The ball played awkwardly into FC's penalty area. It's headed away though by FC. Ball picked up, and it's a claret ball. Ball played out to this near touchline again. Gillies plays the ball across. It goes past three people, and it's an easy finish for Jason Gilchrist. And that was again poor defending on this near touchline. FC United not defending the ball as they should do, and it's the opening goal of the afternoon. And you won't get a simpler one than that. And FC United, well, Pot saying we need to get our shape a bit better than that. 22 minutes on the clock, and it's Gilchrist, the ex-FCer.
Down the line it goes. Aaron Morris wins it, rather a vertical header there. It's 1 second ball by Lowe. Now Gilchrist back to Lowe, and they combining well, those two FC old boys. And Lowe now plays the cross. Gillies with a real chance here. It's 2-0. And well. FC, I'm afraid, just pulled out a shape there. And Gillies there just made the run behind the defence. And South Shields double their lead.
It was an absolute fantastic ball. It had what it had. It had pace and huge amount of pace. A great ball and a good finish as well. And the goal's been coming, the second goal, to be honest. As I say, they are the better team in this first 45 so far. And however, FC United again just give the opportunity for a team like this to put a ball in, and they've done that. And it is 2-0, and it's a big uphill task. But again, there's an overlap here on this right-hand side, not been spotted.
Now it's Dodd. Oh, gives the ball away. Threaded through. Nice work from Lowe and Gilchrist. Good work from Greville, but he loses it. Shows too much of it to Lowe. Through now. FC have got to defend this. Jones with a clean. It falls for Gilchrist. It's 3-0. And FC United now really under the pump. There's a lot of shout. Belford's remonstrating with the midfield of giving the ball away. But Jones tried to clear the ball. It hit his fellow defender. It bounced for Gilchrist, and he put it away with aplomb. It's South Shields 3, FC 0 now. And is there any way back for the Reds?
Not with dreadful defending like that, FC United and Manchester. They're undoing for that one. The first two goals may be forgivable. Great ball in for the second. The third, though, that is absolutely dreadful.
As the substitutes enter the fray, Trickett Smith and Morgan Smith.
So we now have the Smith twins.
So this is the third player has been withdrawn. So
we've got Finlay Sinclair Smith, Daniel Trickett Smith, and Morgan Homerson Smith.
So
all on.
Turnbull on the halfway line plays it out very nicely. First time to Baxter. Baxter, though, has got pressure from Sinclair Smith, has to play the ball back to Verstraeten, who shows too much of it there. And a good work from FC to win the ball back. Baxter, but now it's Owolabi in from the left hand side, out into the box. Owolabi, chance!
Yes!
And FC United get that goal. Gets them the lifeline. It was excellent work on the left hand side, Finlay Sinclair Smith.
Well, he didn't give up, did he? He didn't give the ball up. He played it on the left hand side. Tundy then took over, and his strength and his perseverance, he went past one, went past two. It looked like he wasn't going to get the shot away, and he then put it across the goalkeeper, and that was an excellent finish. And FC United do get a goal.
And credit to Neil Reynolds for making those decisive substitutions, because they paid off. Paxton, FC have got to stay on the metal here in the defending. They can't afford to concede now. Two goals behind still. Baxter, long ball forward. Oh, and unmarked there. And it's shot by Lowe. Oh, absolute disaster from FC United. 4-1. And talk about just standing still while Lowe turned on it. And great strike on the half volley, but really, FC United, one step forward, two steps back.
Well, they are there, but I honestly believe there should have been a free kick before that, because that looks to me like a handball. It was controlled in the midriff with the hand. Then, yes, a great finish. Dreadful defending again. He's hit it from 25 yards out. No one closing down. And FC United find themselves, well, three goals down again. 4-1.
Lord played a right-hand side. Being forced back, good pressing from FC this time, but they keep control of it. But they get a bit of a tangle there, and it falls out of Sinclair Smith. Plays a long ball out the left-hand side. Trickett Smith now. Owolabi into the box. Owolabi. No, it falls out. Trickett Smith. Trickett Smith to the byline. Trickett Smith plays it back now. Sinclair Smith, nice ball in. Potts, but it's well met by Verstraeten there. And Morris wins the second ball. Edge of the box, Morris. plays it out left-hand side. Finlay Sinclair Smith, can he get a low cross in? Oh, a lobby on the turn!
Yes!
It's 4-2! The FC will not give this up!
Well, again...
It's 4-2!
Smith on the far side, never gave up. Play the ball across. Thompson Smith on this near touchline, won the ball, plays the ball out, down the left-hand side, cuts inside, ball to Oluwabi. He had a lot to do there. He's back to goal. He's seen twist with the ball, and he's put it past the goalkeeper, and it's 4-2. Season on. Nice ball from Griffiths to Sinclair Smith. The overlap's there with Dodd. Dodd does really well. Ball into the penalty area, goes across three players, and it's dealt with initially, but they've given the ball away. Now Griffiths again on the edge of the area, far left-hand side. Precision ball needed into the area. Ball towards the back post. It's a decent ball. Ball comes across. Oh, and it's headed off the line. Sunday's trying to get on the end of it. He forced for him kindly now, but again, he's the wrong back to go. Plays it outside the penalty area. Now, can they get a shot away? First time shot comes in. He deflects off a player. Can they clear the lines? Chested down by the defender. Ooh. Into the arms of the goalkeeper. Panic right. Stations for a second there for the home team. Right. But they've got all the luck that they need this afternoon.
It's great work from FC. It's Tunde Alabi stretches, maybe with a cramp or something. But FC are really, they are a different team in the second half.
Well, Tunde sort his own cramp out as FC United on the halfway line. Thomason Smith, who's been absolutely magnificent for 45 minutes, and he tries to play a threaded through ball in, but doesn't quite come off, and then Tunde gets up from his injury, and then the keeper makes a mess of it, and again, they just get away with it. Or do FC United win the ball back? They do, in Thomason Smith. Thomason Smith plays it to Trickett Smith. Trickett Smith now has got a play on the outside, but chips the ball, so great ball towards the back post. His first time shot comes in. Oh, he's off the crossbar, for goodness sake. That was a wonderful, he drilled it. And that was Sinclair Smith, drilled it into the ground. I think the keeper got a slight touch and it hit the crossbar out for a throw into FC United. An exciting end to this game. FC still losing by 4-2, but certainly a credible second half performance from the boys in white. As now Morris to the byline, cuts inside, does really well, goes past one, and then great defending from the number six, who's had an absolutely magnificent game, Turnbull.
Less than 2 minutes of the 90 left.
3,274, I think, the largest crowd here at this ground, as FC United concede or thought they were getting a free kick. They're not, and here's an opportunity, they could kill the game off here now. Two players at the back post, one of them's the number 11, and indeed he puts the game to bed. I mean, we thought the game was over anyway, in all fairness, but that makes it 5-2. Not a story of the second half. However, it was a cracking goal, and that man, Ballymumber, at the back post. FC were looking for the free kick. Dodd is talking to the referee and saying, you know, you've not done us any favours there again, and it's got to finish, I think, 5-2. And here they come again. Just the halfway line, and... ball chipped over the top, looking for an offside, not going to get FC, you have to defend it, and they clear the lines. Picked up by Dodd can't afford to lose it there, he doesn't, he plays it to Sinclair Smith. Sinclair Smith has Tunde Oluwabi, but Sinclair Smith decides to hold the ball up, plays it to Tunde now. Tunde now taking over as the winger, cuts inside, can get the shot away.
Oh!
He scores an absolute cracker.
Well,
that's his
hat-trick.
There's no celebration, and that's 5-3.
35 goals this season for Tunde. Two successive hat-tricks, all in vain today.
It's going to be an interesting wrap-up with Neil.